You see, I prepared four notes of four pages of speaking notes, but I can practically relinquish them. Most of the part has already been said by my colleague. You see how the EU or E3 coordination works out fine, because this was virtually done. We didn't compare notes in the beginning, but so I can only restrict myself to adding on to that what Neil has already said, because we share the same message. The NIE hasn't had a big impact on German policy towards Iran, because our main concern has not been the possibility of a hidden program, but our main concern was that what was visible, the enrichment program, the heavy water reactor in Iran, and the implications that go along with that, that Iran is on its way to get a nuclear weapons capability. That was totally sufficient. We did not need the suspicion that there is a hidden program to practically induce us to get active on this question. Neil has already outlined what the major problems with the Iranian nuclear program are, that the nuclear program has been hidden for quite some while, that there haven't been safeguards, inspections, no cooperation with the IAEA on that. The lack of coherence of the nuclear program was mentioned. We fully subscribe to that. It simply doesn't make sense what we see there, either on the enrichment track and on the heavy water track. And, of course, what we see in Iran is a ballistic missile program that doesn't really make much sense if you simply pursue that to have warheads equipped conventionally. On top of that, I would say what annoys us, in addition on that, is that the aggressive rhetoric Ahmadinejad uses against Israel gives us a lot of concern and really gives us reason to have concerns about the Iranian intentions in the region. So on the analysis, we are completely agreed, and I think one could make another point for the next round of the EU sanctions and, UN sanctions that we are very supportive of. This sends an important signal to Tehran that Tehran should not miscalculate the situation. I think what you see now in Tehran is that they think they have actually won a battle and that they are on the upstart, but they should come down back to reality, and the third Security Council resolution would send the right signal to them. Concerning EU sanctions, Neil has already mentioned that. We think EU sanctions should support United Nations sanctions, should help them to make them more effective, but EU sanctions should not try to substitute United Nations sanctions. We think one of the most important messages coming from United Nations sanctions is the unity of the world community against Iran, and we saw that this had an impact in Iran. And the second point is that, of course, if we look at the economic effect that sanctions have in Iran, sanctions on a global style have a much greater impact than sanctions only taken by a limited number of countries. About the effectiveness of the sanctions so far, Neil has said a lot about that. I simply would like to add that we think that the sanctions so far have induced Tehran to try to answer the open questions with the IAEA. Unless we had this pressure on Iran, we wouldn't have seen any progress in that respect, which we welcome. But just to clarify, this is, of course, not sufficient. We saw that the aspect of the history of the Iranian nuclear program is just one part of the whole story, and there are many, many other things that give concern to us and that is worry. And about the effectiveness of sanctions so far, what we see is that the Iranian economy is reorienting itself, and that itself is already a sign for the impact sanctions have in Iran. The Iranian economy is going more east and more into the direction of Russia. So, and we hear complaints from the Iranian side that sanctions make the business life difficult for them. Just to give you some figures for the German economy, if we look at the exports to Iran, they have gone down in 2006 by 7%, and in 2007 so far until today by 16%. If we look at export credit insurances in 2006, they have gone down, new export credit insurances by 33% compared to 2005, and we assume that in 2007 the amount will go down by further 40%. I think Neil has described everything very perfectly, and I don't have much to add to that, and I'm looking forward to your questions. Thank you.